The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Hey, folks, thanks so much for coming back and listening. You know, I have a very active practice here in the Los Angeles area, and really in the last decade, it has surprised me how much. When I first got started, I would have women present with symptoms associated with menopause, and then it started to be even younger women having symptoms associated with menopause who are still having their periods, and then, gosh, ovarian cysts, uterine fibroids, endometriosis, I started getting it all, and then what shocked me is the amount of people having a really hard time getting pregnant, so fertility issues. It's definitely a problem that is on the rise, and I think a really important thing we need to think about, especially if you, listeners out there, are struggling to get pregnant with your man or a woman, because it's an equal opportunity issue here, it's the environment, the amount of toxins from our environment that we're exposed to. And to help me kind of pull through this very important topic, I've got with me Sarah Corey. How are you, Sarah?
I'm great, Dr. Holly. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Okay, so take it away.
Okay, so, you know, what you just brought up is a really great point, and for anybody who's out there listening who listened to our segment last week, we talked a little bit about infertility and, you know, foods that can help with your fertility. And one thing I just want to reiterate to people is when we're talking about infertility, what does that mean? And I think it's important to just bring this up again, is infertility is defined as no conception after 12 months of unprotected intercourse for women who are under the age of 35. And then for women who are over the age of 35, it's 6 months. So just that gives you, anybody who's listening out there who's wondering, you know, should I be concerned or is this normal? Just to give you some guidelines to think about. And it really is an increasing problem. It's estimated that greater than 10 million couples have sought infertility services, and as many as 1 in 10 Americans will experience issues with fertility. So it's something that people are really struggling with. And I think one thing we have to think a lot about is, you know, what are we being exposed to on a daily basis that could be leading us to not being able to conceive as easily as we'd like to. And there was actually a study that showed that every person alive carries at least 700 contaminants in their body, man and female, and that every pregnant woman in the U.S. has been exposed to at least 43 different toxic chemicals. So that's really something you want to think about. And I think we hear this toxins and we're trying to avoid toxins and people think it's, you know, maybe one of those new fad health things, but it's really important to think about, you know, what helps us to be able to conceive. And we have, as women, this monthly cycle where we're cycling through and we have different hormones that are at play, and key hormones like estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, those can all be pushed out of balance by toxic exposure. And when those are out of balance, it's really hard for us to conceive. So why we're worried about this.
Absolutely. I mean, and I think I've been saying this for a long time because I realize that it's not like a big, you know, really Silkwood or Chernobyl or Fukushima exposure. It is everyday, low-level, chronic exposures. And these toxins that we're talking about, in fact, there's a great book called Our Stolen Future, and it's about endocrine disruptors. And endocrine is hormones, right? So hormone disruptors, they are fat soluble, right? So they pass through our skin. They accumulate in our tissues, our fat cells. They're very, very difficult to break down. They can cross the blood-brain barrier. That means the placenta as well. We're thinking about all sorts of things when it comes to having babies and fertility and our hormone system.
Yes, absolutely. And even one other thing we can think about, what we really want to talk about is prevention and preventative health and being proactive. And, you know, a lot of women don't know they're pregnant until 6 or 7 weeks in. And at that point, you know, you don't want to start detoxing. And one thing we should be aware of as women is that when we breastfeed, we can also be getting rid of toxins then. And then think about where that's going into your baby. So it's really important that we're proactively trying to avoid our exposure and reduce our body's amount of toxic load by some of the things we'll talk about today. So I think one thing also I want to bring up is there was a study done by the Environmental Working Group, and they looked at the blood cord of 10 newborn babies testing for 413 chemicals. And so this is a baby who's not exposed in the world. All of their exposure is coming from the mother, and 10 of all 10 of the newborns they looked at had 287 of those 413 chemicals. So that's a lot. So if we can try to avoid that exposure,
yeah, it's amazing.
Helping with our fertility, and then it's going to help your newborn going forward.
That's amazing. Unbelievable. All right, so yeah, what can we do to, I think, avoid exposure is the biggest thing, you know?
Yes.
So, because we know that this is a chronic issue. We know that it's facing us every single day, and we know that problems associated to it are on the rise. So avoiding exposure, and then getting stuff out.
You're right. So I think one key thing, as, you know, just focusing on women's fertility, is that we put a lot of beauty products on, you know, hair products, nail products, fragrances, shampoos, and all of those contain, not all of them, but many of them contain a chemical which is called phthalates. And people may have heard this as kind of a buzzword, and these, like we spoke about, they're endocrine disruptors, which means they're going to disrupt your monthly cycle and even your things like your thyroid, which are key components of fertility health. And these are found in, like I said, fragrances, cosmetics, nail polish. And we want to start looking at labels. So you can turn the label around, and you can look for the word phthalate, the word fragrance. So this is, if you go home, I would say go look in your beauty cabinet right now. The word fragrance often is a hidden phthalate, and also abbreviations DEP and DBP. Those are also phthalates. So go look in your beauty closet, see what you have in there, and try to pick one or two things to start replacing. A lot of products on the market now say phthalate-free. Look for things that are fragrance-free, and just read the labels and become educated. It's really, there are a lot of good organic products out there. And something we even want to think about, these products are all banned in Europe. You can't even buy cosmetics with so that's something to think about.
You mentioned the EWG Environmental Working Group. They actually have a cosmetic database, and so you can actually throw your cosmetics in the database there, and you'll see exactly what you're putting on your body every single day.
Mm-hmm. And there's actually an app you can download. It's called Think Dirty, and you can scan the barcode in the store, and it will tell you the level of chemicals, what's in it. So that's a really useful tool. I use it all the time. And even if you're in a store where you think this is a natural product store, scan it, and you're going to be shocked at what you find. So that's a great resource. One other thing. So it's not just what we put on our body, but it's also what we're breathing in. And this is my biggest pet peeve, is air fresheners.
Mm-hmm.
So air fresheners also, so we're thinking here again, fragrance, the word fragrance, that's going to be, you know, chemicals. They also contain what are VOCs, which are called volatile organic compounds. And those are awful disruptors, and also cancer-causing things like benzene and formaldehyde. We definitely do not need to be breathing these in.
So yeah, that doesn't sound very fresh.
No, it's not. Just for this fresh scent, we're getting all of this chemical overload on our body. So simple. We can leave a bowl of lavender or rosemary out on your shelf. That's going to help actually absorb the odors, and you just want to change it frequently. And things like lemon, you can put some lemons in your dish disposal, things like this that just help to eliminate naturally. And we really don't need to be walking in a house that smells like fresh cotton or things like that. We can come with a great natural smell.
All right, we've got 60 seconds.
Okay, the last thing I want to say is dry cleaning your clothes. So this also contains a lot of chemicals, so I want to encourage people to laundry your closet home, steam your clothes, or look for dry clean, non-dry clean options, because this is also going to be a quick, easy fix.
Sarah, this is amazing information. This is the way to reduce exposure. If you are having issues getting pregnant, so issues with fertility, or if you're pregnant, we want to make sure that we decrease exposure every day to these nasty environmental toxins. Sarah, we're going to throw something up on Radio MD because this is too much great information, and it's a lot, but I really appreciate you being here. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. Stay tuned.